Hi, friends. This third Signs and Wonders episode comes courtesy of my friend, Kay Lockhart. A former guest on this podcast, Kay tells a really powerful story about listening to your guides, your guardian angels, and your higher self, and how doing so might just save your life.
Hi, this is Kay from Chicago, and boy, do I have to remind myself that there is magic. My story is relevant to the day that OJ was found not guilty. It was October 3rd, 1995. I was a young 20-something with my first design job in a jewelry showroom. And there was already some rowdiness and aggressive activity on the street, given the verdict. And it was late in the afternoon for us. I had already missed my lunch. And I thought, I'll just work through it. It's only a few more hours. I do have a guardian angel, and she does have a name. And this is a force that I've been connected to since I was a child, who's always had my back. And so Serena said, go to lunch. And I just shook it off and thought, I really should stay. I blew it. I'm here already. It's 3 hours past noon. And I got an even stronger push, go to lunch. As I'm walking north on Clark Street in Chicago, I can see cars driving by, screaming out the window. I can see situations where people are getting their purses taken off of them. And as I'm only walking two blocks, I thought about turning back, but I listened. Went, I got my affordable sandwich, which was a salad in a wrap, and began to make my way back. The walk to the lunch depot was probably 6 minutes, and the walk back was about the same, although I was moving a little quicker. In that time, the showroom had four armed assailants break in and steal $250,000. Glass was smashed everywhere. The cop who was situated, I can't even make this up, coincidentally calling our store to talk to the owner, wasn't getting the prompt or the subtle nudges that we were in trouble. I walked in, I was immediately grabbed and fingerprinted to see if I had anything to do, if they could identify me. They weren't taking my word for it. And while that was very upsetting, had I been there and part of an armed robbery, I would have aborted my career and not been able as a goldsmith to go make 10,000 rings in my lifetime for people magically in love who have found the one. And I consider that divine intervention.
I think the story that Kay shared is a really great reminder that at all times, we really do need to listen to those still, quiet voices, whether they come from inside us or from our spirit guides or guardian angels. Kay's story was just another beautiful reminder that we have help always, and that there are forces beyond this reality that want the best for us. To check out Kay's YouTube channel, Know Yourself Well, click on the link in the episode's show notes and check out what this former guest of the podcast is doing to shake this world up. Thanks for listening, everyone, and see you next time for the very next episode of the podcast.